I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. We have a lot of ground to cover once again this Friday, starting with anger from the left and the right toward President Obama's Gulf oil spill response. We have a Faith Matters conversation with a disgraced megachurch founder looking to start over. And later, of course, we check in with the Barbershop Guys and we get their take on the latest news in sports and politics, including the umpire who handled that historic screw-up with uncommon grace. But first, our political chat. And we'll focus on President Obama, who is back visiting the Gulf region today. He's put off a planned trip to Indonesia and Australia again to tend to that oil still gushing from a mile deep in the Gulf. His attorney general announced civil and criminal investigations might be coming related to the spill, but that has not kept critics at bay. Here's the president on last night's Larry King on CNN. He's responding to critics, including Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal.
Look, we've just seen an environmental disaster that's come about because these oil companies said they had a plan to deal with the worst-case scenario, and obviously it wasn't a very good plan because it's not working, Larry. And nobody's being impacted more than the citizens of Louisiana, Bobby Jindal State.
Now, for perspective, from time to time, we check in with critics from both ends of the political spectrum, members of our loyal opposition roundtables, to give us their take. So today we called Glenn Ford. He's the executive editor of the progressive online publication, The Black Agenda Report, and Vin Weber, a former Republican congressman from Minnesota. He's now Washington lobbyist and public relations strategist. Thank you both so much for joining us once again.
Great to be with you.
Thank you.
Now, Vin Weber, I'm going to, you know, I don't know that we can set aside the politics of this.
Pretty tough.
Okay. But being as objective as you can, what, if anything, could the president and his administration have done differently so far?
Well, I agree with you. Let's try to be objective about it. It's a human and ecological disaster down there, and it certainly is not the president's fault or anybody else's fault that it happened, except the company's fault. I do think it's possible that the administration could have intervened more directly earlier and deployed the Coast Guard and maybe other aspects of the military more directly and been responsive to Governor Jindal's requests more rapidly than that. I want to make clear, though, I'm not myself in the mode of saying they've made big mistakes here, they've mismanaged it, and that's not what I'm trying to say. But there are probably things they could have done to get on top of it quicker. What the president's mainly being criticized for, however, is his demeanor. And that's really not helpful to say that the president should show more passion about this. No, the president should show competence and that he's on top of the job and that he's trying to solve this ecological problem. He shouldn't be criticized because he doesn't get more angry in public.
Well, you come from the land of Minnesota nice, so maybe that's kind of fueling your perspective. But what about that whole anger thing? What is that about?
Well, I just think, you know, everybody's a different person. I mean, this is a president that is known as no drama Obama. That's the kind of appeal that he has to many people, is that he seems to be relatively cool under pressure, and I think that can be an asset. It might be coming back to bite him a little bit now because cool can become cold, and unfortunately he kind of looks that way a little bit. But I really think everybody needs to focus on trying to solve the problem, responding as we can to Governor Jindal's requests to the extent that they make sense, and putting the pressure on BP to solve this problem.
Well, I would mention, though, that a lot of Democrats faulted, or not just Democrats, but a lot of people faulted President Bush for not seeming to be emotionally engaged enough in Hurricane Katrina.
Right.
Well, of course, was a loss of life.
As long as you brought up, I thought that the level of criticism aimed at George Bush was unfair at that time, too. It was, after all, a natural disaster. We had laws that said that the state of Louisiana had primary responsibility, not the federal government. Were there mistakes made? Yes. And could they have responded better to Katrina? Yes. But we kind of have to realize, maybe this will help us all realize, when you have a natural ecological disaster, the federal government, the state government, nobody can wave a magic wand and solve the problem.
Now, Glenn Ford, you've been critical of President Obama. In a column this week, you put your displeasure this way. You say the man in charge of the government that both permitted and abetted the heinous corporate crime should, by all rights, be in terminal disgrace.
Ooh. Yeah, the issue here is really quite simple, and we shouldn't be diverted by the complexities of technology or by some focus on Obama's demeanor. The facts are very simple. Big Oil was empowered to drill at depths a mile down where it could not fix a mistake without irreparable harm being caused beforehand to the environment. That, I believe, is depraved indifference on the part of BP, but also on the part of the government that is supposed to be overseeing BP. Now, Obama had a lot of time to think about this. He has no right to be furious at, as he said on Larry King Live, because somebody didn't think through the consequences of their actions. That somebody was also him. He had 14 months as president to think through the consequences of drilling, of expanding drilling offshore, and of the consequences of the drilling that was already going on. Clearly, he did not do his due diligence.
You're saying he should have suspended deep well drilling immediately upon taking office. Is that what you're saying?
That a government that allows a corporation to drill a mile down when the technology does not exist for correcting mistakes made a mile down before irreparable harm can be done to the environment is at best an inept government, but I think it's a depraved indifference. He is expanding the offshore drilling without apparently adequately assessing what is occurring with that drilling, which is already going on. He is the one who didn't think through the consequences of these actions.
And what about his demeanor, that whole question of he should be angrier? What do you think about that? Vin Weber says distraction. What do you say?
No, the public should be angry. The public should be furious. The demeanor of the defendant really doesn't, I'm not that concerned
about it. The defendant?
Oh, yeah. He must defend himself, his actions, and his inactions.
Okay. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. We're having our weekly political chat, and we've called in two members of our loyal opposition roundtables. We've got Glenn Ford. He's the executive editor of the progressive online publication, The Black Agenda Report. And Vin Weber, he's a former Republican congressman from Minnesota. He's now Washington lobbyist and public relations strategist. So, Vin, what about Glenn Ford's perspective on this? He says that he should have suspended this kind of drilling from the beginning. This should have been one of the first acts of his administration, because that there's just no evidence to support the fact that this could be done safely.
And I'm very worried here, Michelle. I'm going to lose my Republican Party membership if I'm easier on Obama than Glenn Ford is. And Glenn was very tough. The question seems to me is do we have the capability to do this kind of drilling? I don't believe we can meet our energy needs as a country, as a planet, without offshore drilling. Glenn and I may disagree on that. But I also would very much agree. The companies are responsible for conducting it in a safe way. And if they gave us assurances that weren't true, they should pay a very, very heavy penalty. I think that the company said that they had a backup plan. It's not as if the Obama administration simply ignored the fact that there was no way to do this safe. They took the company's word for it that they had plans to do this safely. And the company turned out to be lying to us about that. But, I mean, the basic issue going forward for me is, as offensive as this is, as horrible as it is, I don't think we can meet our country's energy future, at least in the near term, without offshore drilling, and we have to figure out a way to make it safe.
Now, again, Vin, you may be jeopardizing your Republican credentials here, but is this a regulatory failure? Is this a failure of government oversight of a major corporate entity?
I think that you have to say there's an element of that. We're going to find out more. There's going to be hearings and investigations, and we will find out the extent of the regulatory failure. I think from what I've been able to see that there was some regulatory failure involved. But that sort of begs a larger question of whether, which Glenn has sort of put in front of us, which is, can this drilling be done safely at all?
Glenn, I'm going to take us back to a question I asked Vin Weber at the beginning, which is, I don't know if you can take the politics out of it, but just I do want to ask you the same question that I asked Vin to begin with. Objectively speaking, now I understand you're saying that he should have suspended this kind of drilling from the get-go, perhaps from day one, because it cannot be done safely. Could he have done that?
Well, politics, of course, is absolutely germane to this discussion. It should be at the heart of the discussion. It's the politics of power.
I guess what I'm asking is, could he have done that in the absence of this kind of disaster, which at that point had not yet occurred?
You know, it's not just that he didn't do anything, although that is misfeasance. It is that he expanded offshore drilling without even doing an assessment of the drilling that was occurring at that time. So he's not an innocent party here who just failed to take some affirmative step. This is elementary. I'm going to expand what we're doing now without figuring out what we are doing now.
Okay.
And it's about the power of the oil companies, of course. I don't think the public would object to a president using all due diligence to protect them.
Hmm. Okay. Well, what do you think he should do now, Glenn?
What he should do now?
What should the president do now?
Well, certainly.
I understand it's not your job to advise him, but
That is true. But certainly BP, who are the main malefactors here, should have a federal official, somewhat like in Iraq in the early stages. There should be a federal official at the side of every BP official to ensure that BP is not engaged in a cover-up of its previous crimes. Now that's a very big demand to make on the government, because the government, I believe, is also culpable because of its depraved indifference to BP's actions.
Mm. Okay, we'll have to leave it there for now. We're just 30 seconds left. You know, the dean of the Washington Political Press Corps, David Broder, said this could be Barack Obama's Jimmy Carter moment. Pretty tough words, saying that this could his presidency could become like Jimmy Carter's, just seen as utterly inept. Do you think that's fair?
Well, it's not quite there yet, but it is certainly having a corrosive effect on him. It's having a corrosive effect on people's confidence in the ability of government to do much of anything at all. And now the president has, for the second time, canceled a foreign trip. I think he probably did the right thing, but you can't do that indefinitely. He is the leader of the free world. President has to be able to get out of the Rose Garden and conduct the business of the country. So he's in a very tough shape.
Vin Weber is a former Republican congressman from Minnesota. He is now working as a lobbyist and public relations strategist. He was kind enough to join us in our Washington, D.C. studio. Glenn Ford is the executive editor of the progressive online publication, The Black Agenda Report. He joined us from NPR member station WBGO in Newark. They're both part of our Loyal Opposition Roundtable. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.